Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Very glad to be here. And here we go once again with the Thistle and Shamrock. It's Moya Branagh. Moya Branagh and the Mystics' Slip Jigs. Our music each week here on Thistle takes us on journeys to localities of great character, to eventful historical eras, through lives and loves, and into hopes for the future. Sometimes the journey is less specific and we drift off in a more mystical mood, checking out myths and legends and enduring tales, visiting places of the imagination, and so it is this week. From Ireland to Scotland, we will be in imagined realms and sometimes with real places and people who are now the stuff of legend. Danu, Jim Malcolm, Sinead O'Connor, June Tabor, they're just some of the travel agents and tour guides. All you need to do is pack your own imagination. Old Blind Dogs ahead, with a French Renaissance dance known as a brawl, popular in the 16th century, and brought to Scotland through the old alliance between these countries, possibly during the reign of that most legendary head of state, Mary Stuart, Mary Queen of Scots. From Malinke, though, first, there's a ballad, and it was collected in Shetland in the 19th century. It's a folk version of the tale of Orpheus and Eurydice. The refrain is in the ancient Shetland dialect of Norn, and of the long-lost ancient tune, one scholar wrote that a tune should be recovered from a whisper from the Middle Ages is as little to be expected as that we should hear a horn from Elfin land blowing. King Orfeo from Malinke.
That left a lady in yon hall, scowin' at her like a day. Her name was Lady Liza Bell, a yatn hangren arla. The king he has a hunting game, scabbin a harla gray, and left his lady all the day. A yatn hangren arla, the yatn king we has dart, scabbin a harla gray, pierced his lady to the heart. Fa yatn hangren arla, when the king came home at noon, scowen a harla gray, he speared for Lady Liza Bell. Fa yatn hangren arla, his nobles unto him did say, scowen a harla gray, my lady was wounded, knew she's dead. Fa yatn hangren arla, knew they've taken her life from me, scowen a harla gray, but her cops they'll never hay. By yatn hangren arla, the king he's called his noble soul, scowen a harla gray, to waltz her cops into the hall. By yatn hangren arla, but when the lords were fun asleep, scowen a harla gray, to the hall her cops did creep. By yatn hangren arla. There came a boy free at the hall, scowen a harla gray, you're bidden to play amongst us all. By yatn hangren arla, the elfin king to him did say, scowen a harla gray, what will you have for all your play? By yatn hangren arla, for my play I will get tell, scowen a harla gray, I'll lay my lady lie Isabel, by a hangren arla, the sisters on the unworthy thing, scowen a harla gray, the morn he will be crying, ken, by a hangren arla, now you can take your lady home, scowen a harla gray, and you'll be king of all your aim, by a hangren arla.
Thank you. very much.
And tell me that story over again, the only story you tell. Lopadine, Lopadine, Moranine, Moranine, tell me that story again. How your skin was as smooth as the side of a seal, tell me that story again. Of days and nights that would never end, and tell me that story again. Lopadine, Lopadine, Moranine, Moranine, tell me that story again. How the light was as hard as the keel of a ship, tell me that story again. Of a man as tall as the sky is wide, turned upside down in the water. Lopadine, Lopadine, Moranine, Moranine, tell me your story again. Of a man as bright as a sail, and down as deep as a smother. Lopadine, Lopadine, Moranine, Moranine, tell me that story again. How you hauled him up by the strings of his heart, tell me that story again. How you left him stranded high and dry, just tell me that story again. Lopadine, Lopadine, Moranine, Moranine, tell me your story again. How you couldn't breathe in the pools of the air, tell me that story again. How you wouldn't breathe for love nor money, tell me that story again. Why you wouldn't breathe for love nor money, for love nor money nor me.
The Tale of the Mermaid's Daughter, John Spillan and Louis de Payor, with voice of Ruby Reynolds. Of myths, legends and mystery this week on Thistle, and next of fairies with Wyn Horan, Nuala Kennedy, Danu and Patrick and the Ulacon. Nuala Kennedy's song, A Vanu Theos, it's in Irish and it tells of a woman trapped in a fairy knoll. Her song is actually an SOS that she hopes will be carried by the wind and bring someone to rescue her. Wyn Horan first with the Sparkling Fairy.
Thank you.
Avanutia servruacan tron Shahulio, Shahulio Andegantasa famogaron Shahulio, Shahulio She blianus lanu of foodio veum lanen Shahulio Shahulio Escorogus jachmelissa crocon Shahulio Shahulio Shoe on shomo jachmor my shach Shahulio Shahulio Is molian uragus chan lian naum Shahulio, Shahulio Momil vui agus kervia gaum Shahulio, Shahulio Agus molian dinya Shahulio, Shahulio. Kila chakta morach Shahulio, Shahulio San khinyal kherak kriya yarnan Shahulio, Shahulio Skiyan khushir
A Fairy Lullaby from Patrigin Ní Uilechán, written by her brother for her niece. And from Danu, we heard their fairy reel set. More mystery in myths and legends that live on in song with Jim Malcolm, Sinead O'Connor and June Tabor. Hold the mood and stay with me and check out our online playlists at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. She's still with you, and Harper Rachel Hare with Charmed there. A ghostly tale ahead from Sinead O'Connor. Who was the street vendor Molly Malone who wheeled her wheelbarrow through the Dublin streets? The song really doesn't tell. And what about Robert Burns's most mysterious love interest, Highland Mary? Mary Campbell died young and Burns mourned her loss. A legend holds she died in childbirth with the bard's child. Never proven, a legend or perhaps a myth it remains. Jim Malcolm.
Thank you. banks and braes and streams around the castle of Montgomery. Green be your woods and fair your flowers, your waters never drumly. There's summer first and fold her robes, and there the longest tarry. For there I took the last farewell of my sweet Highland Mary. Oh, sweetly bloomed the gay green birk, how rich the hawthorn's blossom, as underneath their fragrant shade I clasped the day my bosom. The golden hours on angels' wings flew o'er me and my dearie, for dear to me as light and life was my sweet Highland. Again, we tore ourselves asunder. But oh, fell death's untimely frost that nipped my flowers early. Now green's the sod and cold's the clay that wraps my Highland.
was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so was her father and mother before. And they all wheeled their barrows through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels.
Sinead O'Connor with the eerie tale of Molly Malone. Another ballad ahead, and although the verses are thought to be about imagined characters and specifics, it is built around many known historical facts. In 1281, Margaret, daughter of King Alexander III of Scotland, did marry the King of Norway and travelled there by ship, escorted by a large number of noblemen. On the voyage home, many drowned in a storm. A very old ballad then, Sir Patrick Spence, and it's ahead with June Tabor after Bodega and the Devil.
I sit our king in Dunfermline, drinking the blood red wine. Where can I get me a good skipper to sail this new ship of mine? And up and spoke a noble lord, sat at the king's right hand. It's you must get Sir Patrick Spence, he's walking out on the strand. And the king has written a broad letter and sealed it with his hand, and sent it to Sir Patrick Spence as he walked out on the strand. And the first line that Sir Patrick read, loud, loud laughed he. And the next line that Sir Patrick read, oh, the tear it blinded his ear. Oh, who is this has done this deed and told the king on me, to send us out this time of the year to sail the wintry sea? For I saw the old moon late last night with the new moon in her arms. Oh, master dear, if you set to sea, I fear you'll come to harm. Be it wind, be it wet, be it snow or sleet, a good ship must sail the morn. To Ganawa, to Narawa, to take the king's bride home. We hoisted sail on the Monday morn, with all the speed we may, and we landed at Narawa upon a wedding's day. And we had not been in Narawa a week, but barely 2 hours, when that the lords in Narawa aloud began to say, you Scotsmen spend all our queen's gold and all our queen's fee. You lie, you lie, you lie as loud, so loud I hear you lie. For I have brought as much money as Dee with my men and me, and I have brought as much red gold out o'er the sea with me. Make ready, my merry men all, a ship must sail in the morn. You must do as you like, my master dear, but I fear a deadly storm. And we had not sailed a league, a league, a league, but barely 3, when the sky grew dark and the wind grew high, and loud, loud roared the sea. Oh, where can I get me a bonny boy who'll take my helm in hand, while I climb to the topmast head to see if I can find land? Oh, here am I, a bonny boy who will take your helm in hand, while you climb to the topmast head, but I fear you'll never find land. And he had not climbed a rung, but barely 3, when a voice came calling up to him, come down and speak with me. There's a hole in our ship's side, and through it pours the sea. Fetch me a web of the silken cloth, and another of the twine, and bind it round our good ship's side, to let not the water in. So they fetched him a bolt of the silken cloth, and another of the twine, and they bound it round our good ship's side, but still the sea poured in. And loath were those good Scots lords to wet their cork-hued shoe, but long were the players played, their hats were under the foam. And many were the feather beds that floated out on the foam, and many were the good Scots lords that nevermore came home. And long, long may the maidens sit, their fans into their hands, waiting for Sir Patrick Spence come sailing o'er to the sand. And long, long may the ladies sit, their gold combs in their hair, waiting for their husbands dear, but home they'll come no more. And 3 miles of Aberdeen go 50 fathoms deep, and there you'll find Sir Patrick Spence with the Scots lords at his feet.
June Tabor imagines the tragic events of 1281 and the nobleman lost at sea between Scotland and Norway in the very old ballad Sir Patrick Spence. We've drifted along in mystical mood this week, as much in the realms of imagination as anywhere, but here are some firm facts from the here and now. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie, and it comes to you each week from Scotland. For online programme playlists, go to thistleradio.com and you'll see all the details of the music you hear each week. If you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail, mention this week's programme, Mythography, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. And we're off now with Chris Stout and Devil's Advocate. I'll see you next time. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families and their communities. On the web at wkkf.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.